Penguin Random House Audio presents September Love, written and read by Lang Liev, with a foreword by Lily Reinhart, read by Brittany Presley.
For Michael, my September love.
Foreword by Lily Reinhart. I believe we read poetry to connect to the world around us. I would argue that the most important and valuable aspect of life is human connection. My love of poetry blossomed when I was 16, as I started reading poems as a form of therapy. I remember discovering Lang's work on Tumblr, where I constantly scoured the site in search of love poems to send to my long-distance boyfriend at the time. Her delicate, soft font first caught my eye, but it was the beauty and depth that Lang created with such few words that had the greatest influence on me. Sharing your poetry with the world is comparable to opening up your journal, full of your deepest vulnerabilities and desires, and allowing the world to read. As a writer myself, I have a deep appreciation for my fellow poets who share the words that stem from their open hearts. It is a raw and humbling experience, and Lang was kind enough to reach out to me with support and encouragement when I announced the publication of my first collection. Lang's words seem as if they are individually plucked with precision and purpose, thoughtfully portraying a picture that lives inside her mind. She looks back on her own emotions and experiences with such clarity, and you can see her deep appreciation for the ability to feel so profoundly. Writing poetry has a way of revealing your innermost fears and desires, and it is one of our greatest resources in learning about ourselves. To hold tight each feeling I am blessed to have felt, I write not to be known, but to know myself. I read Lang's collection during a period of global unrest and uncertainty, a time when the future was unclear and normal didn't exist anymore. It was also a time when I was coming out on the other side of a long, harrowing grieving process. I felt an overwhelming rush of empathy in reading her poems. It was like looking straight into her heart and seeing my own heart silhouetted underneath. I recognized myself in her experiences. I saw my pain in her words. And that's the whole point of poetry, isn't it? To see yourself in someone else, to feel less alone. Our world needs poetry more than ever right now, as we struggle to find connection across distances and differences. In bringing universal emotions to life, Lang reminds us that we all have more in common than we might otherwise imagine. And perhaps the most powerful thing we share, as she writes so beautifully in the poem that gives this collection its title, is a sense of a yearning, that singular emotion that looks longingly to the past and dreamily toward the future. How long do we go on dragging our bodies day after day through this yawning, yearning world, searching for a glimpse of what could have been?
September love. How many years must we put between us to prove we are no longer in love? How many summers and Septembers, distractions and chance meetings, remnants of our sad hopeful love in another's look and all too familiar gesture? How long do we go on dragging our bodies day after day through this yawning, yearning world, searching for a glimpse of what could have been? Tell me there has been someone else like me for you, that your experience of love has not been defined by the way I spoke your name into the hollow of your neck. Ask me if I have found the same kind of reverence anywhere else but in your slow, patient hands, your sea-salt lips feeling laughter mid-sentence, my heart rising in a crescendo like a wave ready to crash. As you whispered to me, love is the only thing that time cannot touch. After all this time, my love for you burns constant and true. My guiding light, my morning star, time is testament to the relentless, unyielding power of this old, ancient love. A love I will carry with me from eons to oceans to inches back to you. I'm sorry. To the poem I put into a book before it was ready, I'm sorry I didn't wait a few lines longer. To the flowers I picked before they were ready, when sunlight still shone like a prayer on their petals, I'm sorry. To the man I will love and love until the word love no longer means anything to anyone, I'm sorry I wasn't ready. Dear February, you were always the month of goodbyes, standing sentry to autumn and her changing hues. Tall trees and dappled light on a city pavement, shifting under my feet, skirting the cracks. I think of my mother and what she lost on February, and there are things you know about me that I don't want her to know. Is my secret safe with you, dear February? Like you, I'm caught between the city lights and the sea, torn between my love and my home. Like you, I am the sun that keeps setting too soon, missing the summer, even while I'm here. Self-preservation. I used to think love had no limits, but I draw the line at myself. Ingredients of a poem. Someone you miss, the whir of a blade, a half-checked list. A cake made to savour, someone's misfortune that swings in your favour. The clock on the hour, the run of the mill, love that has soured. The close of a fist, the start of a book, whatever you wish. Motherhood. Your name is the second one your mother gave you. Love was the first. Who you are. He has you, words tangled, wings clipped, folded at your breast, trapped within yourself thinking, how did I get here? With all your promise and intellect, how did I get here? Whittled down like this, reduced to something you swore you'd never be. Now how do you tear yourself away from him without ripping your life to shreds? You no longer recognize yourself, but sweet girl, that means you still know who you are. And while there is a glimmer of hope behind those sad, tired eyes, no, he hasn't worn you down. And while there is an ounce of fight left in you, no, he hasn't won just yet. And while there is a chance in hell you get out of this, you come out swinging. More a poet. I fell asleep to the rain last night, and the sun came to me in a dream. Beaming down on me, sweeter than anything, more real to me than skin. A voice I knew as yours said to me, one day I woke up and with every breath I thought of you. And I wanted to tell you, I thought of you too. You said, nothing went wrong with us, we just let go, but you and I, we are eternal, okay? By the time my eyes fluttered open, it was already daylight, and I found myself drenched in poetry. That morning, I was more a poet than I had ever been. Outside my window, it had been raining forever, and then the sun came quietly back. Always will. Here we are, fantasizing about normality. Our world has turned on its axis, and we have all been thrown into the air, not knowing where we'll land, wondering if there will still be a place for us among the ruins. Yes, we took it all for granted, but isn't that such a blessed thing? When you're not even thinking about what you have, because you never imagine you someday won't. Why I write. I write without knowing whom my words will find, without thinking further than the next line. When my heart grows too heavy to hold, I write from the depth of my sorrow to dizzying heights. I write without dreams of awards or applause.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?